Part 5, Chapter 6. It was no more than 1 o'clock when they thudded to a halt outside the library in the town. Turl got out, shaking the vehicle with his weight. He was still conversational when he unfastened the leash.
See anything of your horse?
Not a thing.
Too bad, animal. This truck is the very thing to carry a horse. Or 10 horses, for that matter.
Turl went to the library door and with a tool undid the lock. He gave the leash a yank and sent Johnny in ahead of him. The place was a quiet tomb of dust, the interior the same as Johnny had last seen it. Turl was looking around.
Ha! So that's how you got in before.
He was pointing to the disturbed dust under a window and the unchanged impressions of footprints across the floor.
You even put the guard screens back. Well,
he added, looking around,
let's find data on the Western Mountains.
Johnny was aware of the changes in himself. Those blotches of white he had seen before were signs, very plain and easy to read. He saw that his previous visit had occurred beside the children's section, and that the shelves he had first approached were marked Child Educational.
Wait a minute. I don't think you know how to read a library index. Come over here, animal.
He yanked on the leash he had let run long. He was standing by stacks of small drawers. He bent over and opened one.
According to the Chinkos, every book has a card, and the cards are in here in these drawers. Alphabetical. Got it?
Johnny looked at the drawers. Turl had pulled one out that was all Q. The cards were musty and grayed, but readable.
Anything there about mountains?
Said Turl. Tense as he was, Johnny had to repress a smile. Here was more proof that Turl couldn't read English.
The drawer you have there is about vehicles.
Yes, I can see that. Go through it and find mountains.
He moved off, elaborately interested in some ancient posters on the wall, holding the leash. Johnny started opening drawers. Some were stuck, others had their front tabs missing. But he finally found the drawers for M. He began to go through the cards. He came to Modern, Military, Science.
I've found something. May I have a pen to write the numbers?
Turl handed him a pen several sizes too big for Johnny's hand, and then gave him some folded sheets. Turl wandered off again. Johnny wrote down the numbers of several books.
I have to go over to the shelves now,
said Johnny, and Turl paid out more line. After a little while, and after a minor battle with a ladder that had sunk into and stuck to the floor, Johnny got up to a higher shelf and raised the protective sheet. In a moment, he was swiftly scanning through a section of a book headed Defense Systems of the United States.
Anything about mountains?
Said Turl. Johnny bent down and showed him a page entitled MX-1 Anti-Nuclear Silos.
Yep,
said Turl. Johnny handed him the book.
We better take this one. There's some more.